Super Bowl 52 was a terrific football game, especially if you're an Eagles fan. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans was watching for the halftime show and the commercials between the plays on the field. Come
on, if you know what's good. The rumors about Justin Timberlake's Super Bowl halftime performance may have been more interesting than what he actually delivered. There were no appearances by Janet Jackson or members of Timberlake's old band NSYNC. And buzz that Timberlake would sing with a hologram of Prince also turned out to be wrong. Instead, he sang a momentary duet with footage of the Minneapolis-born pop icon from his hit film Purple Rain projected onto a huge sheet. I'll never beat you, I'll never lie. And if you're evil, I'll forget. Just like Timberlake's performance, the commercials for this Super Bowl were mostly smooth and unsurprising. There were no big stunts, major political statements, or button-pushing humor. One of the most talked-about ads featured Morgan Freeman and Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage. They were lip-syncing rap songs by Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes for Mountain Dew and Doritos. The cleverest commercials played with the expectations of savvy TV audiences, making viewers think they were watching one kind of ad, only to deliver another. Tied with Stranger Things actor David Harbour as Pitchman pulled this off best with commercials sprinkled throughout the game.
Yeah, just a typical Super Bowl car ad.
Or a hilarious beer ad.
But it's a Tide ad.
What?
It's a Tide ad.
What makes it a Tide ad?
There are no stains.
One ad that generated a lot of backlash online used a speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in an ad for Dodge Ram trucks.
If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful.
Here's a tip for advertisers. Don't make beloved civil rights icons look like they're shilling for products posthumously. My favorite commercial aired right before the big game. Insurance company MassMutual offered an ad featuring everyday people doing nice things for other people while singing the Pretenders song, I'll Stand By You.
I'll stand by you, won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you.
At a time when so many seem so divided, that's not a bad message for TV's biggest audience. I'm Eric Deggans. I'll stand.